welcome you back to the Red House here in Hiawatha. Red Hawks looking for a sweep tonight in league play. Red Hawk girls in game one led wire to wire against Royal Valley and winning it ultimately 41-27. They jumped out to an early 11-0 lead and did not look back, getting that win earlier tonight. Again, alongside Leah Kessler, Paige Mueller here with the Hiawatha Channel, Colin Felkamp, our studio producer. I'm Brandon Tebb, and it's the Panthers and the Redhawks, our boys contest coming up, and let's dive into tonight's starting lineups. We'll start for Chris Brown and the Royal Valley Panthers, 3 wins and 15 losses. They are 2-11 in Big 7 league play. They look to snap a 7-game losing streak here tonight. Ada McKenzie gets the start. He's a 5'10 senior, averaging 6 points per game. Jackson Stevens, a 5'10 junior, 8.6 points per game. Matt Buzkirk's a 6-foot junior, 10.5 points per game. He is the Panthers' leading scorer. Josh Boyden's a 6-foot senior, 3 points and nearly 3 rebounds per game. And Landon Gilbert's a 6'3 freshman, just shy of 8 points and 5 rebounds per game. So again, for Chris Brown and company, it's McKenzie, it's Stevens, it's Buzkirk, Boyden, and Gilbert. For Gary Smith and the Hiawatha Redhawks, they are 8-10 overall and 5-7 in league play. They have won 3 of their last 4 games since a 3-game streak, or they had won 3 straight games, but had that streak snapped in their last outing against Jefferson West on Tuesday. Again, Gary Smith, the head coach, 6th year, and the Redhawks go like this. Connor Kettler is a 6-foot junior, averaging over 2 points and 3 rebounds per game. Cooper Jacobson, 7-5 per game, 7 points, 5 rebounds, 6'2 senior. Cameron Bosworth, one of the better shooters in this league, leading scorer for the Redhawks at just shy of 14 points per game. And then you got the Mortons, Ethan and Caden. Ethan is a 5'9 sophomore, 7.5 points per game. Caden is a 6'5 senior at 10 points and 6 rebounds per game. So again, for Gary Smith and the Redhawks, Kettler, Jacobson, Boswell, Ethan, and Caden Morton as well. Road purples for Royal Valley, home whites for the Redhawks, Panthers trying to bounce back again. They have struggled as of late, have not won since January 24th. The Redhawks won the first meeting big time. It was 70-49 back on January 5th. Here we go. Final regular season game on a Friday for these two, and we are off and running. Game number 2. It's the Redhawks in the white jerseys, opening possession here from right to left. Panthers come out in a man-to-man defense. Hiawatha entering tonight's matchup, 47 points per game. Kick it into the right corner. Boswell, nice ball fake. Floater with the right, cutting through. No. Rebound for Landon Gilbert and Royal Valley. Panthers averaging 46 points per game, but defensively they have struggled, giving up 59 points per game this season. Here's a tough fadeaway that's off the heel. Battling for the rebound, pulling it down in transition is Connor Kettler. Gets it up the floor quickly to Jacobson. Back to Boswell, the lefty. Fires too strong on a 3. And Morton, the offensive rebound, and he missed the second chance. Had a great look, but couldn't finish. Morton, certainly a matchup problem for a lot of teams in the Big 7 at 6-5. No score, 60 seconds in. Royal Valley with their second possession. Here's Jackson Stevens driving in the paint. Floater, good. First points on the board for either side, and it's Jackson Stevens, the deuce, in the paint for Royal Valley. Hiawatha back into the front court from right to left. Here is Jacobson, works around the arc from right to left. Boswell on the wing. They kick it into the corner with Kettler, and they swing it back high right. This is Ethan Morton, the 5'9 sophomore. Now Boswell again does not hesitate to fire, and the lefty drills a 3. Cameron Boswell from downtown. Near 30% clip on the year. And it's 3-2. Hiawatha takes their first lead. Panthers working into the paint with Gilbert, losing it, and a steal for the Redhawks. Numbers for the white jerseys. They get it up the floor, but then good transition defense here by the Panthers. Back to 5-on-5. Boswell ball fakes, gets himself into the paint, and draws the foul. They'll say it's on the shot. And the first foul of the game against Jackson Stevens. They gave him a little bit of a continuation there. He'll shoot the free throws. Looks to be maybe on the floor, but Boswell, of course, being a good three-point shooter, he is also a very solid free throw shooter at 77%. And, of course, there's the announcer Jinx coming in as he's off on the first. I will never not call myself out on an announcer jinx. Paige. See you shaking your head over there. Now we got a pause in the action here. The official now coming over here to the near side and talking to someone. That's the athletics director. About something, so not sure. The student section might be saying something. AD maybe making his way over there. Well, students a little fired up underneath the goal there. But we're back to it. Second free throw on the way by Boswell is pure. So Boswell with the first 4 points for the Redhawks and a 4-2 lead for the home squad at 5:57 to go opening quarter. Here's Jackson Stevens, who has the lone points for the Panthers, dribbling into some trouble. He's trapped in the corner, but gets it out of there. Gets it off to Buskirk, who drives a little off balance and a difficult finish with the right hand for Matt Buskirk, the 6-foot junior, and he's on the board, and we're tied at 4. Ball fake by Boswell. Gets in the paint, lost it, and a steal. Taken away by Landon Gilbert, and the first turnover by the Redhawks. Chance for the Panthers to take the lead. A 3 on the way. It's a little bit strong, and a rebound for Ethan Morton in Hiawatha. He'll push into the front court himself from right to left. Works it right. Hands it off to Kettler, who then gets back to the top of the key. Now Boswell between the legs. He is guarded by Josh Borden. Gets in the paint, and Morton missing. That's Ethan. Beautiful pass by Boswell, and a near and a one, but Ethan's going to shoot two. They get McKenzie with the foul as first team second. Ethan Morton, 54.5% free throw shooter, strong on the first no. So the Redhawks off to a 1-3 start, or 1-4-3 start from the free throw line. Here comes Carson Beam off the bench for Chris Brown and the Panthers. As Boyden got the start, he'll take a seat. Second free throw, no. 0-for-2 there is Ethan Morton, and a rebound for Landon Gilbert. He's already got 3 boards in this first quarter, not quite 3 minutes in. Speaking of Gilbert, between the rings out high. Right side pass it goes. McKenzie tries, no on a 3. Little contested there, and a rebound on the backside by Kettler. Kettler far sideline pushing Boswell. Hop steps into the lane. Difficult shot. A lot of contact, no call. And a rebound for Jackson Stevens. He'll wave away the screen. Now gets it at the top of the key. Gets into the paint, now shovels, Beam pulls it, hits, a nice 19-foot jump shot. Carson Beam just off the bench as his first points tonight, and the Panthers take the lead at 6-4. Not quite to the halfway mark, quarter number one. Morton sets a high ball screen for Boswell, good close out there, top of the key to Jacobson, left side, this is Ethan Morton. Jacobson on a cut, on the block, curls around a defender, missing the reverse layup, hit underneath the rim, and a rebound for Carson Beam. A 6-4 Royal Valley lead at the halfway point of the first quarter. Working inside, Gilbert, a lot of contact, tough on a very good defender. And Caden Morton, and no go there. Jacobson, the rebound, clears it away. Boswell doesn't hesitate from NBA range, and the lefty knocks in a deep, deep triple. He's got 7 in the game, his second 3, and the Redhawks retake the lead at 7-6. Multiple lead changes here early. Nice drive and kick into the corner with Buskirk. He'll curl in the lane. Floater, pure, nothing but net. Buskirk, a couple of buckets, both pretty difficult. And 8-7, another lead change. Panthers back in front at 3:20 to go. Here's Boswell driving, forcing one up through two defenders, and he muscles it in. Difficult shot after difficult shot going down for both teams. Boswell with 9 in the quarter, and a 9-8 lead as he's got all the 9 points here so far for the Redhawks. Another chance at a lead change. Short on a 3. Rebound for Kettler. He'll push it up the floor. Boswell all the way. Layup good. All 11 for Cameron Boswell and a timeout on the floor. It is a 30. We'll take it. Or I should say we'll keep it right here. Cameron Boswell 11. Royal Valley 8 at 2:52 to go in this opening quarter. Timeout brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn of Whiting. Time for a break, and you're looking for that perfect snack at the concession stand or in your own living room. Try Schlegel's. Many flavors of homegrown popcorn, the perfect timeout snack. Good start, good pace for both teams, 11-8, but Panthers got to stop Boswell. He's got all the points so far.
Cameron's been looking for a game where he can get off to a and continue being hot the entire game, and I have a feeling this will be that game for him. He knows that Substate's coming up soon. I was talking to him, and he is ready to start making his impact on this Hiawatha team. As only a junior, next year he knows he's going to be a senior. He's going to have to get even more leadership than he already has, and this is going to be big for World Valley to try to stop his momentum right now, because once he's hot, he really does not stop the train from rolling. He keeps going and going, so for Royal Valley, they're definitely going to have to slow him down.
Well, we'll see how long it takes for someone else on this Hiawatha squad to get on the board, but all 11 points by Cameron Boswell. They lead it 11-8, now forcing some pressure and forcing a turnover. They get it up the floor quickly. Ethan Morton, a floater, no, battling for the rebound. He gets his own miss. Boswell again, can he do it? No, he's short on a three. Morton, a rebound, flings it up and in. It's Caden Morton this time. And finally, it's Sanan Boswell who gets on the board. It's the largest lead of the game at 13-8. Now, Royal Valley, they break the press nicely, get it up the floor, and a bucket by Tristan Murata, who's into the game. And a big bucket there, cuts it to 13-10. Again, great pace, good stuff here from both these teams offensively in the opening 6 minutes. Here's Boswell again, certainly a heat check, and he's off the target there. And a rebound for Buzzkirk, so Boswell the hot hand, he's trying to keep it going, but back-to-back misses from downtown. Chance for the tie, straight on Murata. How about Tristan Murata off the bench, a quick five, a three from straight on, and a 5-0 spurt ties the game at 13 apiece. 1:44 and counting first period. Here's Kettler right side on the wing, man-to-man defense guarded by McKenzie, and a skip pass goes nowhere, out of bounds. He thought someone was there, and nobody was. Second turnover by the Redhawks. And we'll see Lane Kessler into the game, big 6'5 sophomore. Had a game winner earlier this year before the holiday break. Adds a little length down there as Caden Morton gets a breather. Top of the key, chance to retake the lead for Royal Valley. A 13-13 tie. Here's Jackson Stevens, who's back into the game with 80 seconds to go in the quarter. They get it into the corner. Here's a good look for three, and it's nothing but net for Josh Boyden. Boyden, a downtown triple, 16-13 Royal Valley with a minute 10 to go. Here's Boswell, puts it on the dribble, gets all the way to the hoop, missing a scoop shot, blocking foul. They'll get it on Gilbert. And free throws coming up here for the aggressive Cameron Boswell, who scored the first 11 of the game for the Redhawks. But since then, buckets, or I should say a bucket for Caden Morton as well. Boswell at the line, 11 points, make it 12. Thought we had a sub coming in, no go there. So 16-14, Boswell trying to go 2-for-2. He's had a fantastic quarter, and he does so. And he'll get that breather. As Carson Henry is checked in. Carson Henry only playing in his ninth game of the year. 13 first quarter points for Cameron Boswell, but Royal Valley leads it by one. They break the press again and get an easy layup. Gilberts with his first basket, 18-15 Royal Valley. 50 seconds to go. They've done a nice job those last couple possessions, breaking the press and getting two easy buckets. Caden Morton is checked back in, sets the screen for Ethan. Back up top, it goes to Carson Henry. Henry working right, now back to the top of the key with 35 seconds to go. Here's Kettler on the right wing. Now Kessler gets a touch, spins left, through two, a lot of contact, no call. Rebound off the miss by Murata. 25 seconds for Royal Valley and a three-point lead. Again, good pace and good stuff offensively, both sides in the opening quarter. They go inside to Murata, who had a quick five a moment ago. He is doubled. Gets it up top, 13 seconds, and throwing it back and somehow chasing it down was Beam to keep it alive. Down to 7 seconds. Now it's Stevens. Down to 4. They roll it here. Gilbert throws one up. No, and he gets the foul with a second to go. And free throws coming up here for Royal Valley. It'll be Landon Gilbert at the line. Just the first foul against the Redhawks, and they get this one against Ethan Morton. Gilbert 64%, just shy of it at the line this year. Buries the first. He's got three in the quarter. And the lead is 4 at 19-15. trying to get it to five. There's only .9 left, and he rattles in the second, so he goes 2 for 2. He's got 4. I think that shot's going to count. It hits the side of the backboard, but no go there for Carson Henry. A good first quarter for both teams. Hiawatha got their first 11 points from Cameron Boswell, but the Panthers have, let's see, 6 players in the books, and they lead it here on the road, 20-15. Second quarter action coming up next here on KNZA.
It's tough to find a Mason that can not only do the job you want, but take your dream and take it to new heights. Enter Trent Ondler with Capital View Masonry, 785-383-1882. Trent is a third-generation Mason with over 20 years of experience. Trent's mission is to treat each customer with the utmost respect and consideration of their wants and desires. Allow Trent to take your vision and take it to new heights. Capital View Masonry, 785-383-1882.
Lifetime Eye Care of Holton is the premier eye care facility with 3 local doctors, Leslie Gallagher, Nikki Mirpool, and Stacey Mihus. These eye docs will wow you with their dedication to providing excellence in patient care, clinical education, and optical services with the very best and latest technology on site. Lifetime Eye Care also provides the highest quality lenses, frames, and contacts to correct your vision and protect your eye health. Online at lifetimeholton.com or stop by for advanced eye care with a hometown touch. Lifetime Eye Care is on the south side of the Holton Square.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Cameron Boswell scored the first 11 points for the Redhawks, but the Panthers got balanced scoring with 6 players already in the books and good pace and offense by both teams. Panthers second quarter underway and a 20-15 lead here on the road. Hiawatha won the first meeting back in early January by 21 points, 70-49, but right now, Panthers off to a great start. Here's Boswell back into the game. Kettler gets a breather. Panthers have it after a deflected pass out of bounds. It is McKenzie throwing it into the backcourt. McKenzie set the school record for Royal Valley for 3-point percentage last season at 46%. Hasn't been quite that number this year. And then a turnover here by Royal Valley steal for Hiawatha. So they get their first possession of the second quarter, down 5. Here's Ethan Morton with the basketball, directing traffic with the left hand. Left side pass to Jacobson on the wing. Up top to Kessler. Kessler back to Jacobson. Sets a screen. Ball fake on the wing. Now Caden Morton at the top. Gets it to Ethan there. Not much there. They'll reset. Points to Kessler back between the rings out high. Chest pass left. It goes to Jacobson. Pick and roll action not there. Perimeter passing continues. More screens. More rolls. Boswell lost his footing in the paint. Lost the ball, picked up, and a steal for Royal Valley. Turnover number 3 by the Redhawks. Right side pass. Here is Gilbert. Now this is McKenzie. Lost it, and he just lost the handle, and it went out of bounds. Good defense there by Hiawatha, and a turnover by the Panthers. Make it number 4 for them here in the first half. So we've played a minute plus, quarter number 2. Both teams have had looks. Neither team has scored. Still 20-15. Here's Ethan Morton in the right corner. Dribbles towards the elbow. Hands it off to Jacobson. Gets it right back at the point. 90 seconds into the second. 20-15. Royal Valley by 5. And Boswell lost it again. Trying to knife through, and he turns it over. McKenzie going coast to coast. Missed the layup, but the putback is up and in by Murata, who's got 7 points off the bench to lead the Panthers, and that's the lead. It's the largest for Royal Valley in the half at 22-15. These teams traded leads for a good majority of the first quarter, and now Kessler gets a look inside, puts one up and in with ease. 22-17, right back to 5. Top of the key it goes. This is Griffin Compton who's into the game. And a foul inside is going to put Landon Gilbert at the line for a 2-shot foul. First foul of the quarter on either side. They get it on Kessler. And Gilbert's 4 points and 3 rebounds here in the first half. And the first free throw is off. He's now 2 for 3. Matt Buskirk back into the game for Royal Valley. Connor Kettler checks in for Kessler for Hiawatha, so a little bit smaller of a lineup with Caden Morton, Ethan Morton, Boswell, Kettler, and Jacobson, your starting five. Second free throw's good by Gilbert. Now 3 of 4 at the stripe. He's got 5.5. And it's 23-17 Royal Valley at 5:45 to go in the period. Left side pass. Panthers been playing man-to-man for a majority, pretty much all the first half so far. Good help side defense that time. Beam knocking one out of bounds, so Hiawatha keeps it. We'll throw it in underneath with Kettler, right side of his own backboard. Slaps it, holds it above the head. Good, nice setup play for Caden. Missed the layup, and fighting for his own rebound, he can't get it. Opportunity there. It was a good look, just could not convert. 6-point lead for Royal Valley, trying to add to it. Here is Gilbert dumping it inside, but missing the layup. And a rebound for Hiawatha. Couple of opportunities back-to-back for each squad inside. Neither could convert. Boswell, nice drive and kick. Jacobson tries a three. It's short. And a rebound for Jackson Stevens and Royal Valley. Still 23-17. 3 minutes down, 5 to go. Quarter number 2. Nice high ball screen. This is Stevens, but missing a difficult finish inside. Good defense by Caden Morton. And now here comes Hiawatha pushing. Jacobson again tries a three. Left it short. And another Jackson Stevens rebound. And now Panthers will slow the pace a little bit. Both teams a little bit quick on offense here. Now another three. Quick possession and a defensive rebound this time by Jacobson as Carson Beam tried that one from the left wing. Could not convert. 4.5 minutes to go in the half. 23-17 still. Now Boswell again a little wild. And it's an offensive foul. He'll turn it over. Boswell picks it up. Turnover number 5.5. Seen a lot of penetration here in the first half. A lot of contact. For the most part, officials letting them play. Not that time. Good charge taken. We see Michael Jensen check in for the Redhawks. As again, Boswell picked up that foul. He'll come out for a minute. We're down to 4:20 and counting in this second quarter. We've been stuck on 23-17 for a hot minute. Both teams a little slow on offense here. Right corner three is open, and the cool streak is warmed up a little bit as Carson Beam knocks in a triple. And the largest lead now, 9 points for Royal Valley at 26-17. This was a 20-15 Royal Valley lead. Hiawatha's been held to just 2 points so far here in the quarter. Ethan Morton drives in. Kettler a look from downtown. Barely grazed the iron. It's short. Fighting inside, it's Buzkirk, the rebound for the Panthers. Royal Valley doing a good job on the defensive glass. Get it into the front court from left to right. This is Beam, top of the key, bouncing one left side. Buzkirk curls in the paint. Nice hop step. Now Gilbert to the corner. Another triple. It's Beam again, back-to-back threes for Carson Beam. The lead is 12, and a timeout for Hiawatha. It's a full. We'll follow suit. A big-time run here in the second quarter for the Road Panthers. 3:25 left in the half. They lead it by 12. Back in 60 seconds on KNZA.
When you need a handyman, call John's Repair in Holton. From portable welding services to HVAC, heat, and air, John McManical will fix the job right. Call 969-6400 for John's Repair. They even give a discount to senior citizens. 969-6400 for John's Repair in Holton.
Lasting Impressions is your local, reliable source of decorated apparel, hats, bags, cups, and banners. For more information, visit us on Facebook or stop in and see us just off Highway 75 at 408 Dakota.
My name is Zach Lancaster. I am a lender at the Farmer State Bank. Something that we do here at Farmers is to help the customer to look for creative ways to get to financing. If there's something that's not necessarily possible at other banks, you can always give us a try, and we can see if there's something we can do to help you. If you're interested in taking a look to see if the Farmer State Bank can help you, then come see me and ask for Zach. See what we can do.
That's what I like about Farmer State Bank.
In Holton, member FDIC.
Kansaland Radio.
A 9-2 advantage for Royal Valley here in the second quarter. Out of the timeout, 3:23 now counting until halftime. They've built a 12-point lead here at Hiawatha. Redhawks with it. See if they can stop the bleeding here. They set up Ethan Morton. Lost his footing. Gets it to Caden Morton inside. Hop steps through three. No, but a foul. And free throws coming up here for the 6'5 senior Caden Morton. Hasn't been the best free throw shooter this year, but an opportunity. He can knock them both down to get it back to within 10. They get the foul on Boyden. That's his first. And the free throw too strong. Hiawatha as a team just shy of 59% at the line this year. Boswell has 13 of the 17 Hiawatha points. It has been way more balanced, and Morton goes 0 for 2. And Murata the rebound for Royal Valley, so it stays at 12, 29-17 at 3 minutes to go in the half. Speaking of Murata, has it at the point. Right side pass, it goes to Stevens, works it back to the top of the key, puts it on the dribble, drives right, kicks it in the corner. They reverse it around the perimeter. Murata now spins around Morton, stops, fades, blocked shot by Morton. Good defense by Caden Morton. Now he wants to push. Here's a drive by Jacobson, missing the shot, but Caden able to grab the rebound, puts it back up. No. And another clear this time by Josh Boyden. So a second chance for Caden Morton. Just can't find the rhythm inside. Now Royal Valley nearly turns it over, and they finally do. 3-on-2 break. Caden, layup good. Much needed for the Redhawks. Caden now with 4. And it stops the little brief run there. It's back to 10 at 29-19. 2:10 to go in the half. And a deep three by Murata. It's hard off the heel, but perfect spot for Boyden to get the rebound. For a second chance, Stevens at the point, resetting now with under 2 minutes to go. Red Hawks been held to just 4 points here in the quarter. They kick it out to Boyden, top of the key, right side pass. Murata off the bench has played well. Nice dump down to Boyden, but he missed the shot inside, had his own rebound, and then they knocked it away. Hiawatha comes away with it. The Redhawks catch a break after an offensive rebound. Here's a dump down to Caden Morton. He's quickly doubled, kicks it back out to Jacobson. Now Ethan a touch at the top of the key. Settles it off to Michael Jensen, who's played a couple of minutes here. Under 90 seconds to go, a 10-point Royal Valley lead here on the road. Royal Valley just 3-15 this year, and they have lost 7 straight, but the Big 7's been very competitive, and some of these losses have been very tightly contested. Most part just haven't found a way around it. Now another pass inside deflected and a steal coming away this time with Carson Beam. 6 turnovers for the Redhawks, and we're at a minute to go in the half. Still 29-19, Royal Valley by 10. And a carry is going to be called against Jackson Stevens. That'll be the 7th first half turnover for Royal Valley as Cameron Boswell checks in for Connor Kettler for the final 55 seconds of the quarter. Let's see how Gary Smith and his Hiawatha Redhawks here navigate the final 50 seconds as Ethan Morton walks it into the front court. Here's Caden at the elbow, right back to Ethan, high right. They set it up for Boswell. He'll fade. He was closed out nicely. It's a little strong. And a free throw line rebound for Jackson Stevens. So they set it up, and a deep contested three by Boswell is no good. Good dump down here. McKenzie shot through some traffic is good. Aiden McKenzie on the board. It's 31-19, matching the largest lead of 12. And now getting aggressive is Boswell, and he turns it over. And now with 19 seconds to go, Panthers now a chance to add to it with the final shot. It's down to 13. They kick it into the right corner. McKenzie wide. This one's strong off the heel. And it's going to be a foul on the rebound attempt against Royal Valley with just under 7 seconds to go. They get Beam with the foul. His first, just team foul number 2. So the Redhawks have to go the full length of the floor with 6 seconds left, down 12. They roll it, and picked up at the free throw line is Ethan Morton. He's got 4 seconds. He wants to go all the way, takes it all the way, missed the shot short. Rebound for Gilbert, and that's going to take us to the end of the first half, where it was back and forth with multiple lead changes in the first quarter, but it was all Royal Valley in the second quarter, building this largest lead of 12 at the break. Our boys score at the half. It's Royal Valley 31 and Hiawatha 19. Our halftime show is next, and it's brought to you by Highland Community College, close to home and far from debt, online at highlandcc.edu. 12-point Royal Valley lead on the road. We'll break it down when we come back here on KNZA.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class. take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Cody Ireland with Ice Automotive, just south of Holton.
Welcome to Ice Automotive, your destination for top-notch automotive care.
Cody, what do you guys specialize in?
Specializing in light and medium diesel repairs. We excel in stock trailer wiring and repairs, alignment services, tire solutions, and more. Your one-stop, full-service shop for all your automotive needs. Trust us for expert care and reliable service. Let Ice Automotive keep you rolling smoothly on the road.
Visit iceautomotivellc.com or call 364-2871 to schedule your appointment today.
Kramer Agency Incorporated is your local independent insurance agency located in Ozaukee. The family business continues with agent Julie Durand and her father Bill Kramer. Being an independent insurance agency allows Kramer to find the perfect policy for you, but not strapped to one company. Call Julie today at 785-876-2493 to get a free quote. When's the last time you really let your insurance company work for you? Trust Julie Durand with Kramer Insurance in Ozaukee. Not only the best choice, but also the trusted choice.
Wouldn't it be nice to know your local pharmacist? Well, at Medical Pharmacy in Holton, you know everybody in the building. Open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Saturdays from 8 a.m. to noon. Take advantage of numerous services with delivery and a drive-thru on the north side of the building. Contact them at 364-2114. Medical Pharmacy is here to ensure you get your medication in a time safe manner. Medical Pharmacy in Holton, your locally owned, locally operated, and locally loved pharmacy, 1 mile north of Holton, adjacent to the Holton Hospital.
KNZA.
Royal Valley has built a 12-point halftime lead here on the road at Hiawatha. Panthers 31, Red Hawks 19. Our halftime show brought to you by Highland Community College. Red Hawk girls won the first game over the Panthers. They led wire-to-wire in a 41-27 win. But the Panthers with an 11-4 second-quarter advantage, getting this lead out to 12 here at the break. Again, alongside Paige Mueller, Leah Kessler here with the Hiawatha Channel. Colin Fellkamp, our studio producer. I'm Brandon Tadman. Well, Paige, again, first quarter got off hot. Multiple lead changes back and forth. Difficult shot after difficult shot going down. Ultimately, Royal Valley got it to 5 at the break, but Royal Valley kept it going, and Hiawatha got a little bit cold, and Cameron Boswell kind of keeping this thing tight with 13 of the 19 points. He scored the first 11. The Red Hawks, they got to get some more people involved.
In the first game, Hiawatha had pretty decent, well-rounded scoring average for most of the players on the roster. They won 70-49, so kind of opposite of this game. There's definitely a different momentum feeling in the air as Royal Valley, they have all the momentum right now. They're getting stops on defense. They're getting turnovers. They're getting points constantly scored. They're doing a great job of keeping multiple people involved. There's not one player who can say, oh, he's getting every single point, as Carson Beam does have the most points for Royal Valley. But all the other players are being productive. They're getting rebounds. They're being productive on defense as well. For Hiawatha, they've really got to get other people involved. Cameron Boswell, while he's doing a great job, he cannot be the only scorer for Hiawatha as he has a foul, so Gary pulled him out for a little while. Coach Smith pulled him out for a little bit. So when he was out of the game, we didn't really have much scoring. Kaden Morton has 4, Lane Kessler has 2. We really need some other players to step up and be active in this basketball team for Hiawatha in this game as they are down 31-19 at the half.
Well, you mentioned Moore got to get involved, and you mentioned just 3 players have scored for Hiawatha. 7 players have scored for Royal Valley, so they have certainly stretched it and are a little bit more balanced here, and that's led to a 12-point lead at the halftime break. Again, our stats are brought to you by the Optimized Tax Management Group, providing the help you need when you need it. Visit member firms Holton Tax Services in Holton with Mike Tank and Kay Ondler and Michelle Callison, or NEK Tax Services in Whiting with Jacob Yink and Courtney Brockoff. As Paige mentioned, again, Cameron Boswell, 13 of the 19. They got 4 from Kaden Morton, 2 from Lane Kessler, but again, balance for Royal Valley. They got 8 from Carson Beam. They got 7 from Tristan Murata off the bench. They got 5 from Landon Gilbert. They got 4 from Matt Buzkirk, 3 as well for Josh Boyden, and then 2 apiece for Aiden McKenzie and Jackson Stevens. 7 turnovers apiece for both teams. 18-13, the rebound advantage for Royal Valley. Panthers were 3 of 4 at the free throw line and hit 3 threes. Red Hawks were 3 of 8 at the line, a little bit of a struggle there, and they hit 3. first half triples. 31-19 is our score. Panthers by 12. Another timeout. More halftime right after this here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Rainbow is celebrating 2024 and wants to share the love. You've survived the holiday bustle. Now it's time to do the Valentine hustle. Rainbow is in love with fast, reliable internet that can provide you with a strong connection to search for that perfect bouquet of flowers for your loved one. Here's an exclusive offer just for you. Sign up for Rainbow Internet during this happy season and get any package for 2024 for 6 months. Some restrictions apply. See office for details.
The teams are in the locker room making their halftime adjustments. Is it time to make some adjustments to your tax preparation needs? If so, consider a member of the Optimized Tax Management Group. Our member firms provide year-round tax planning and availability to answer your questions. Visit Mike Tanking, Kay Onler, and Michelle Callison at Holton Tax Services in Holton, or Jacob Yingst and Courtney Brockoff at NEK Tax Services in Whiting. The Optimized Tax Management Group, providing the help you need when you need it.
You already know us as the best place to bank, but GN Bank is also the best place to borrow. From buying a home to personal and small business loans, whether agricultural operating lines, land loans, or large commercial projects, we put your needs at the center of what we do. We're customer-centered. That's just one part of our four-pillar pledge to you. GN Bank, the best place to bank and borrow. GN Bank in Hiawatha, Holton, Horton, and Wetmore. Come see us and let us give you our best. GN-Bank.com. Equal housing lender.
To be successful in the agricultural market these days, you need the right equipment, the highest quality seed, and a relentless work ethic. With so much riding on the bottom line, can you afford to have anything but the best for crop protection? Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca, Kansas, for peace of mind on your piece of earth. Call Beth Dieters, the right agent to help you at Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca. Call 785-334-CROP. Midwest Crop Insurance, an equal opportunity provider.
Oh my God, Becky, look at those tires. They are so bad. I bet she thinks she can't afford them. But you know, I bet she hasn't called Wilson Tire. With multiple forms of financing and competitive pricing, they are sure to get your car on a safe set of tires without breaking the bank. So what are you waiting for? Give Matt and Terry a call at 785-362-8473 or check them out online at WilsonTireKS.com. When selection and service matter, call Wilson Tire.
R&S Maintenance Services has been a leader of industrial manufacturing support and repair since 1996 in Meriden. From metal fabrication and repair to industrial millwright services, precision machine shop, certified welding, project design, dumpster service, and local trucking, equipment removal and installation. Proud supporters of local student athletes. Trust R&S Maintenance Services since 1996 in Meriden.
This is the Highland Community College Halftime Show on Kansaland Radio. Catch a break with Highland Community College. Transferable, affordable, and accessible. Log on to highlandcc.edu. From here, you can go anywhere.
Halftime again brought to you by Highland Community College. Royal Valley boys trying to put together another solid half as they will look for a Big 7 split. As it was the Red Hawk girls in game one going wire to wire, beating the Panthers 41-27. Panthers led 20-15 after the first quarter in the boys' contest. They outscored Hiawatha 11-4 in quarter two to build a 12-point halftime lead, which is the largest lead of the game for Royal Valley. And alongside Leah Kessler, Paige Mueller, Colin Feldkamp, Brandon Tabman with you. It's the final regular season Friday games for both of these teams. Hiawatha again will host Sabetha on Tuesday to wrap up the regular season. The Sabetha boys, who have clinched at least a share of the Big 7 League title, they are losing to Holton at the half, 35-19. So the number 6 ranked team in 3A is getting everything and more. Of course, you can watch that game, Justin Fluke, with the Holton channel. Watch on the Sabetha channel, either or, pick your poison. But 35-19 is the Holton lead over one of the top teams in the state in Sabetha. And Corbin Fox for the Wildcats, a career-high 17 points at the half, including four threes. Well, seven players in total scoring for the Panthers in the first half, led by Carson Beams, 8 points. Just three in the books or the Redhawks, as Cameron Boswell scored the first 11 points for Hiawatha and ended up with 13 in the first half, just 4 for Caden Morton, 2 from Lane Kessler. So they have just 3 in the books. So here we go. We switch sides. The home team Redhawks from left to right, down 12. Can they put together a rally? We'll see. Here we go. Here is Ethan Morton at the point. Knee-high dribbles, gets it off to Caden at the elbow, gets it right back to Ethan on a cut, lost his footing, out of bounds it goes, and a turnover. Both teams had 7 first-half turnovers, and quickly, 12 seconds in, Redhawks tally another. Had the right idea, just Morton lost it off his feet. They get it up the court. They broke the press quickly in the first half, and they do it again with an easy bucket, getting up the floor quickly. And it's Landon Gilbert now who has 7, and the largest lead continues to build. It's now 14 at 33-19. Here's Caden Morton, top of the key. Ethan in the corner, nice ball fake, works right. Little fadeaway, Jay missed everything. And then Kettler saved the possession. He threw it off of Buskirk, out of bounds it went. So Hiawatha does avoid giving it right back, and they'll get another try here. Here's Kettler to throw it in, left side of his own backboard. Redhawks going from left to right here in the second half. And now Caden was backing down in the post, and it's rolled all the way to midcourt, and a whistle. They're going to call a kicked ball, and it will stay with the Redhawks. Not see much of a kick there. Kind of got away, but through some traffic. But again, the Redhawks avoid a turnover. That could have easily been a turnover. Go down low to Caden. They go inside the big 6'5 fella, and he gets an easy deuce. So they needed that. Caden now is 6. And it's 33-21, and they continue to come away with the press, and now they come away with a turnover. Good 2-on-1. Easy layup. Boswell the assist. Caden with another bucket. Quickly with 8. It's 33-23. And now another near turnover, but Royal Valley gets it into the front court, and head coach Chris Brown says, hey, let's slow it down. Hiawatha ramps it up with back-to-back turnovers and a couple of buckets and a quick little 4-0 spurt. Inside, shot rejected, out of bounds. Good defense by Jacobson on Boyden. Here comes Michael Jensen into the game. Ethan Morton a seat, 6:28 to go, third quarter. A 10-point lead for Royal Valley at 33-23. And this one knocked away, out of bounds, and they're going to say last touch by McKenzie and a Royal Valley turnover. And Chris Brown has seen enough of that last 60 seconds. He's going to call a timeout. It's a 30. We'll keep it right here. Our timeout's brought to you by Schlegel's homegrown popcorn of Whiting. So we got a 10-point game. Panthers 33, Redhawks 23. And taking a look at, again, how the substate looked coming into tonight. Now, Sabetha, who I mentioned a moment ago, was losing to Holton at halftime. They have already secured the top seed in the Royal Valley Substate. Perry LeCompton is in a good spot to clinch the 2 seed. Hiawatha entered tonight as the 4 seed, and Royal Valley the 7 seed. Pretty balanced with 2, 3, and 4. And then Jeff West the 5 seed, Hayden the 6 seed, and ACCHS the only team behind Royal Valley as the 8 seed, winless on the year. So still another game for both these teams next week. Hiawatha can get it under 10 with some points here. They go inside. Caden Morton out of the timeout. Right back to Jensen, who had just checked in. Boswell a deep triple, and why not? 13 in the first half, 11 straight to start the game. And we get a foul as the Redhawks continue to ramp up that pressure. They get Jensen here, who tried to take a charge, but they get him with a block. That was the 4th three of the night for Boswell, 16 to lead all scores. And the closest the Redhawks have been in some time, 33-26, they're within 7. Already passed their point total from the entire second quarter when they just only scored 4. That should be a travel and another Royal Valley turnover. So the defense is ramping up for the Redhawks, even in the half court as well. Now they got a chance to get a little bit closer. They were down 14. Panthers scored the first 2 of the half to get it to 14, but now it's cut in half to 7. 33-26, 5:40 to go, and now a bad pass by Kettler, and it's taken away inside. Two-on-two break, and a drive, and a miss inside. But the farthest official is going to blow a late whistle and get a foul call here on Hiawatha. They get it on Kettler, his first, and that will be free throws coming up here for Jackson Stevens. 33-26, Royal Valley trying to kind of slow down the tempo here that Hiawatha's put together. And the free throw is good by Jackson Stevens. 62% at the line this year. He's got 3 points tonight, averaging 8.6 on the year. Tristan Murata is going to check back in here. He had a nice first half with 7 off the bench. And the second is good as well. So Stevens, a couple of big free throws. Gets it back to 9, 35-26 Royal Valley with 5.5 minutes to go in the third. Caden Morton, top of the key, looks right, goes back left. This is Jensen on the wing. Waist-high dribbles back to the top of the key. Now Boswell, high right. They want to dump it down inside, and good. Help side defense by Jackson Stevens to force a turnover. One-handed pass, top of the key, right side it goes. Nice ball fake, beam, a drive, good. Kick, Murata open, straight on three, left it short. Rebound, Hiawatha. Great look. 6 rebounds now for Caden Morton. Under 5 minutes left in quarter number 3. 9-point Royal Valley lead. Here's Kettler right wing. Man-to-man defense for the Panthers. They've been like that for a majority of the game. They bounce it inside. Jacobson underneath the bucket. Kettler, good extra pass. The last guy you want to leave open is Cameron Boswell, and he drills his 5th triple of the night. He's got 19, and it's within 6 at 35-29. Good passing for the Redhawks. A 30-second timeout. The rotations getting caught behind was Royal Valley. And a good pass to the top of the key. And, again, the last guy you want to leave open for the Redhawks is Cameron Boswell. 2 threes here in the quarter. Now 19 to lead all scorers. And just like that, Paige, it's a 6-point game at 35-29.
You can kind of feel the energy in the room shift a little bit here in the roundhouse. The Hiawatha, the Redhawks are starting to feel a little more excitement from the crowd. They're starting to feel a little more excitement off the bench. They're starting to get more excitement on their offense and plays as well. They're doing great making extra passes, finding the open man, exactly how you just saw with Karen Boswell being right, left wide open at the top of the key there. And now for Royal Valley, they're going to have to use this timeout for their advantage to kind of figure out how to slow down Hiawatha, because right now the momentum is starting to shift. And for Royal Valley to keep this lead, they're going to want to slow everything back down.
Well, they come out and they have been much more fired up defensively, forcing a couple of turnovers with this press, and they show it once again with Royal Valley's lead trimmed to 6. Still over halfway to go in the third quarter. They get it up the floor this time, a near steal, but the steal attempt, you shouldn't have gone for it because it left Landon Gilbert wide open, and an easy bucket for Gilbert. He's got 9 in the lead to 37-29. Big bucket once again by the Panthers. Just under 420 and counting here in the third. Redhawks again with Jensen left side. Ball fake in the paint. Bounces it to Caden. Had it blocked from behind and out of bounds. Good defense. Saving a bucket, but the Redhawks keep it at 4:09 to go. Here comes Lane Kessler. He'll take out Jacobson. So you got a couple of bigs inside with Kessler and Morton. They dump it into Caden. Curling back and getting it. And dumping it right back to Caden Morton is Kettler, and he is fouled. He'll shoot 2. The first team foul against Royal Valley in the second half. They get Gilbert for his 2nd. And this puts Caden Morton at the line, who's got 8 points tonight, 6 rebounds. He is 0 of 2, make it 0 of 3 at the line, as that one is a little bit strong. Redhawks now 3 of 9 at the free throw line in the game tonight. Make it 3 of 10 as Morton is now 0 for 4. Left that one way short. 4 minutes down and 4 minutes to go in the third. 37-29 the Royal Valley lead. They have led by as many as 14. Here's a little drive and floater with the right hand. Beautiful touch for Carson Beam, and he's into double figures with 10. And the lead back to 10, and a 4-0 spurt makes it 39-29 Royal Valley. And Murata reaching around Kessler to knock that pass out of bounds. Kettler again will throw in an inbounds pass, this time right side of his own backboard. Bouncing it into Caden on the block. Right back to Kettler. Boswell gets through two in the paint. Floater good. 21 for Cameron Boswell. And it's 39-31. Royal Valley lead back down to 8 with 3:25 to go. There is Gilbert, top of the key. Good defense there by Caden Morton. They get it here left side with Aiden McKenzie. Man-to-man defense and good pressure by the Redhawks. Here's Gilbert again to the elbow. Murata now diving in. Back to Gilbert. Gets his man in the air, and that's Caden Morton, who went for the block, but the pump fake there is going to draw the foul on Caden, his first. That'll put Landon Gilbert at the line. I mentioned a moment ago the free throw struggles for the Redhawks. Panthers are 5 out of 6 at the line tonight. Gilbert is 3 out of 4. And the first one good. And now Gilbert is into double figures with 10. Jacobson back in along with Ethan Morton for Hiawatha. Kessler and Kettler are both out. As Gilbert joins Carson Beam with 10 points to pop, he's now got 11. As he goes 2 for 2, and the lead is back to 10. So every time in this quarter, it feels like the Redhawks get a couple of buckets and a little momentum. The Panthers have had an answer every time, and it's back to 10 at 41-31. 3 minutes to go in this third. Nice backdoor pass, and the layup is good by Ethan Morton. That was well set up. Ethan's first basket, and it's 41-33. Panthers break the press quickly, get it into the front court. Reverse it right side, high on the wing. Here's Murata now diving. Shovels a pass left side. This is Beam, a look, and he's strong off the heel on a three attempt, and Jacobson the rebound for the Redhawks. Ethan Morton hop steps to the free throw line, kicks it right to Jensen. He'll put it on the dribble. And he shovels himself into the lane, but bumps through a defender and is fouled. And Beam will pick this one up, his second team foul, number 2. Josh Boyden back into the game, Royal Valley. He'll sub out Carson Beam. Landon Gilbert back in as well. Murata will take a seat. Exactly 2:30 on the clock, quarter three, 41-33, Panthers by 8. They have led by as many as 14. Here's Ethan Morton at the free throw line, kicks it left, Jacobson ball fake, baseline drive, swings it short corner right to Caden. Now Ethan will try a three, this one high, missing a little strong, nice box out and rebound by Buskirk, and the Panthers bring it back into the front court, leading by 8. Just over 2 minutes to go in the frame. And a near steal, tipped near midcourt, but able to chase it down is Boyden, and near disaster there for the Panthers as the Redhawks here again ramping up this pressure defensively. Here's Stevens working on Ethan Morton to the elbow, gets a defender in the air. Now Boyden, an open look for three, hits the rim twice and falls off, and a rebound for Ethan Morton. 1:45 to go, Jensen drives, missing a layup. Caden Morton, the offensive rebound, and stick back is good. 10 points for Caden Morton in the lead, down to 6 again at 41-35. It's the closest they have been since the first half. And a quick drive and foul. 2 free throws coming up here for Royal Valley. They get Jacobson with this one. That is his first. And this puts Stevens at the line for Royal Valley. So again, the closest Hiawatha has been since early, I should say, correction, in the early portions of the second quarter. And Stevens knocks in the first free throw. He's got 5. He's 3 for 3 at the line. Panthers have been good from the line tonight. Back to 7, 42-35. 1:33 left in the third. And, of course, there's the announcer jinx. I say they've been good, and there's a miss. He goes 1 for 2. Here is Kettler. Left side to Boswell, who's been hot tonight with 21 points. He'll drive and float. It's well short. And a rebound by Buskirk. Again, nice box out there on Caden Morton. Down to 1:12. Here's Carson Beam to the left elbow. Right side pass on the wing. Murata hot steps in the lane. He's doubled and nearly threw it away and nearly saved by Jacobson, but out of bounds. And Royal Valley avoiding a turnover there, and they'll keep the possession at 1:02 to go. They led by 12 at the half. They scored the first 2 of the quarter, led by 14, but it's down to 7. And a shot rejected inside on the inbounds, but a rebound. Gilbert, easy layup. 13 for Gilbert. And the rebound by Buskirk and Feed. And now a steal in the backcourt and a turnover by the Redhawks. And a drive. Gilbert again through contact. 15 for Landon Gilbert. And just like that, back-to-back buckets gets it back to 10. Now Boswell will answer, at least try with a three. It's too strong. Jacobson, the offensive rebound with 27 seconds to go. And they nearly throw it away. The Redhawks will keep it. Kessler is out. A tough stretch for the Redhawks here, giving up back-to-back buckets. And just like that, they go from down 6 to down 10. They got the ball with 27 seconds to go in the third. You would think they would try to hold for the final shot here. Boswell dumps it into Kessler, right block, quickly doubled. And his pass deflected out of bounds, but it hits off Kettler, and that is a turnover. 5 third-quarter turnovers and 12 in the game for the Redhawks. And now the momentum has swung back here to the Panthers. But that is a turnover on the inbounds, and Kettler gets an easy layup. Well, momentum swings back towards Hiawatha a little bit. 9 seconds to go. It's a 9-point game, I should say. 46-37, 3 seconds to go. Murata steps in. He's got to throw something up. He won't get it off. Not the best time management down the stretch for Royal Valley, but nonetheless, they'll have a 9-point lead going into the fourth quarter on the road. It's Royal Valley 46 and Hiawatha 37. We're back in a moment here on KMZA.
She couldn't take her first steps without you letting go. He couldn't run off to his first day of school without you letting go. Taking off the training wheels, getting a license, seems like them growing up is about you letting go. For all those times, your State Farm agent is there, with college savings, life insurance, and more. Your agent's there to help you get a grip whenever it's time.
Dad, I'm getting married.
To let go again.
Call Agent Gus Suarez at 364-3890 or visit Gus Suarez on Highway 75 in Holton.
Attention healthcare workers, is your job wearing you down or becoming too demanding? At the Pines in Holton, life and work is different. As the only locally owned long-term care facility in Jackson County, the Pines focuses on personalized care and stronger relationships with our staff and residents. With just 12 rooms in 2 locations, the Pines offers a more relaxing and slower paced environment where we work together as a team and enjoy getting to know our residents and supporting each other as co-workers. With flexible scheduling. We also have a couple of rooms now available. Call us at the Pines in Holton. Our family caring for yours.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Welcome back. Fourth quarter action here. Redhawks trailing. Scoreboard says 46-37. I think that's the score. There was a little bit of confusion there on my part. I thought they had thrown something up. Redhawks have the Royal Valley has the possession here to start the fourth quarter. They lead it by 9 at 46-37. Every chance in the third quarter, multiple times the Redhawks have pulled within 6, but that's as close as they've been. And Royal Valley turning it over there. Here's a big possession for the Redhawks with 30 seconds gone by in the fourth. They trail 46-37. Here's Boswell left side again. He's had the hot hand, 21 points and 5 threes, but his team's still trailing. Here's Caden Morton inside, facing the bucket, now back to it. Good extra pass again. Boswell open. He can't make him pay this time. Caden, though, gets the offensive rebound and bails out Boswell with an offensive stick back. 12 points for Caden Morton, and they force a turnover as it's thrown out of bounds by Stevens, and he didn't have really any help. Good press defense once again, and another turnover by the Panthers. That is 6 now in the half, 13 in the game. We've played a minute of the fourth. It is a 7-point game. Kessler inside, spins one up and in. Lane Kessler now with 4, and it's the closest Hiawatha has been since the second quarter at 5. It's 46-41 Royal Valley, and they nearly throw it away again. And Chris Brown has to call a timeout before his team turns it over. It is a full. We will follow suit. 6:41, Hiawatha pushing. The Panthers lead 46-41. We're back in 30 seconds here on KNZA.
American Family Insurance.
As your American Family Insurance agent in Holton, I'm looking out for what matters most to you, even when nothing's wrong. This is Brad Noller, agent. Call me at 785-364-3302 and let's talk about your insurance needs today. Contact Brad Noller, agent at 364-3302 or stop by one of our three locations on the Holton Square or Topeka today.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Kansaland Radio.
Hiawatha is within five here with 6:41 to go. Panthers holding on to a 46-41 lead. They got the first bucket of the third quarter and built a 14-point lead multiple times in the third. Hiawatha chipped it away to six, but couldn't get it any closer. Now, this is the closest they have been since that second quarter at five. Royal Valley had to call that timeout to avoid a turnover. Now let's see if they put it together a play. They quickly get it inside to Gilbert, and they do put a play together. And how about Gilbert? 12 in the second half. He's got 17 to lead the Panthers, and that's a big bucket. Gets it back to 7 at 48-41. Ethan Morton in the left corner, down inside to Caden, fading. Good defense there by Gilbert. They close out on Boswell quickly, lost his footing, out to Kettler right wing. Swings it through, triple threat, back to the point. Now left side to Boswell again. He was closed down quickly. Kessler at the point. Right side now it goes to Ethan Morton, looking for Caden inside, off his face, out of bounds, and it's a turnover. Carson Beam defending well, and the Redhawks turn it over for a sixth time in the half and their 13th time in the game. They continue to show the press. They've done a good job with it. 6:03 and counting. This time the Panthers break it. And we'll reset here in the front court with a 7-point lead. Hiawatha won the first meeting by 21 points in early January. There's a three from the right corner, missed by Carson Beam, and a rebound for Kettler. Still 7 at 5:45 to go, 48-41 Panthers. Here's Ethan Morton, left wing. He's open for three. It's a little strong, and a rebound for Tristan Murata on the backside. Royal Valley gets it into the front court. Walking it up quickly is Jackson Stevens, guarded by Kettler. Junior guarding junior. Here is McKenzie. Murata right wing. Into the corner with Beam. Closed out by Boswell. Back up top it goes. High right to Jackson Stevens. Get it to Murata, top of the key. Stevens again on the right wing. They dump it inside. This is Gilbert turning, facing, dumping it into Beam. A little floater in the paint. Oh, it hit the rim twice and fell off. And a rebound for Lane Kessler. Here's a three-on-two break. Morton takes it himself, puts it up and in. Count it, and the foul. Tristan Murata picks up the foul. Ethan Morton picks up the bucket in an and-one opportunity. Gets it down to five again at 48-43, and a chance to get it to four with 4:56 to go. That's the first foul of the fourth quarter on either team. Morton just shy of 55%, but Kessler gets the miss, and it turns into a four-point play. Kessler with six off the bench, and it's a three-point game at 48-45. And that's going to be an over and back and another forced turnover. Stevens thought it was deflected into the backcourt. Officials say it was not, and that is another turnover for Royal Valley. And a three would tie the game. The Redhawks have trailed by as many as 14 early on in the third. Boswell, he'll go for the tie. It's a deep right wing three, missed it strong. And a good rebound by Buskirk to clear it away. Stays 48-45, Royal Valley, 4:25 to go in the game. Here's Stevens, right side on the wing. Buskirk, between the rings out high, works it right, hands it off to Stevens there on the wing. Splits a couple defenders, diving his way into the paint, kicks it left. And this is Buskirk. Nice pass into the right corner. Gilbert a look. He missed the three. Offensive rebound is blocked from behind by Caden Morton. And then another opportunity inside, but it was picked up by Gilbert, and he draws the foul. And he somehow is going to earn free throws. The foul was on Kessler, his second. And Gilbert, this will be his seventh and eighth attempts at the free throw line. He's 5-for-6 and has 17, make it 18. As these are big free throws down the stretch. As the lead back to 4, 49-45, 4:02 to go. He's averaging just 7.6 points per game coming in, but he is now got 19 after another 2-for-2 trip and a timeout. Royal Valley, it's a full, will follow suit. Royal Valley trying to hang on, always tough place to play here in Hiawatha. The Panthers 50 and the Redhawks 45, 4:02 left in the game. Back in a tight 30 here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
At Foster Ford and Holton, we know your time is valuable. To make it convenient for you, all of our new and used inventory is online at www.fosterfordinc.com. Search through our new and used inventory, and if you have any questions, feel free to give us a call at 785-364-4646, and we'll be glad to help. Or you can always come see us at Foster Ford on Highway 75 in Holton.
Well, we're geared up for a good final 4:02 here in this one. It's the Royal Valley boys leading at Hiawatha 50-45. It is a nice crowd as always here and a full crew for the broadcast tonight. Colin Feldkamp, studio producer, Leah Kessler, Paige Mueller, Brandon Tavin with you. Panthers and Redhawks went back and forth throughout the first quarter. Royal Valley had a 5-point lead, built it to 12 at halftime, led it by as many as 14 early in the third quarter. And right now it's a 5-point game. Redhawks had it to within 3 a minute ago. But right now it's 50-45. And the Redhawks have the ball out of the timeout. We're now officially past the halfway point of the quarter. Here's Kessler, right side pass to Ethan Morton in the corner. Dribbles in the paint. Beautiful dump down, but Caden missed a wide open layup. Gets his own miss and puts it up and in. 14 now for Caden Morton, and it's back to 3, 50-47 at 3.5 minutes to go. Royal Valley breaks the pressure here. Murata diving in, kicks it out high left. It is McKenzie on the wing. Up top it goes to Stevens. A much different game in this second matchup compared to the 70-49 Hiawatha win over this same Panthers team back in early January. Here's Stevens diving in the paint. Knocked in the air and a steal. Turnover by Ethan Morton, or he takes it away. He'll take it all the way. Layup good. Ethan Morton, 6, all in the second half, and it's a 1-point lead at 50-49. Gilbert inside, pass deflected. Kettler outrunning everybody, takes it all the way, and the Redhawks lead. 4 for Kettler, they force another TO, and a timeout for Chris Brown. He's furious. What a stretch out of the timeout. All the hustle and muscle for Hiawatha, and they take a lead at 51-50. It's a full. We'll follow suit. We're under 3 minutes to go. Hang with us. We're back in 30 seconds on KNZA.
February is National American Heart Month. Let's turn our focus to the most vital organ in our bodies, our hearts. At Holton Community Hospital, we're committed to raising awareness about heart health and importance of preventative care. The cardiovascular service team at Holton Community Hospital is dedicated to providing exceptional care and education, helping the communities understand and manage heart health better. For more information on the services and tips for a healthy heart, visit Holton Community Hospital Cardiovascular and Pulmonary Services. Online at HoltonHospital.com. Here's to a heart healthy February from Holton Community Hospital.
KNZA.
What a run for Hiawatha here in the fourth quarter. They trailed by 9 coming into it, but now have a lead at 51-50. It has been a tale of two halves, really, and the Redhawks, after being down by as many as 14 early in the third quarter, have stormed back, and now the Panthers are piling up the turnovers, and easy transition buckets for the Redhawks scattered in have given them the 1-point lead. 2:49 left in the game. Kettler just got a breakaway layup after a steal to give the Redhawks the lead. So the game pace has changed dramatically. It was 46-37 Royal Valley going into this quarter. Now Hiawatha leads it by 1. Big possession at under 2:45 and counting. Panthers have it with Stevens. He'll dive. He'll take it all the way and missed a shot inside. Knocked away, but the Redhawks able to get it. And now a lead in time fading away. The Redhawks will slow the possession down a little bit. Under 2.5 to go. Here's Kettler high on the wing. Up top to Caden Morton. He'll turn, pass it left to Ethan on the wing. Holding it high above his head. And dribbles back near midcourt. And the Redhawk in the middle of it. Here's Kettler right side. We're down to 2:07. 51-50. Both teams with just one foul, so fouls to give across the board. There's a drive. Jacobson missing. Second chance by Caden Morton. No, and a rebound off the second miss for Royal Valley. Caden had a great opportunity. Stays 51-50. 1:50 to go. And the possession here for Royal Valley trying to retake the lead. They have led for a majority of this game. Here's Verada, left elbow, up top to Budkirk. Knifing his way through two. He'll draw the foul on Caden Morton. And a chance for Royal Valley to retake the lead at the line. And Buzzkirk will shoot his first free throws tonight. He's a 59% charity stripe shooter. He's also been good on the glass. 8 boards for him tonight. His first is pure. Got it in there. 5 in the game for Buzzkirk. A leading scorer coming in, but it's been the Gilbert show tonight with 19. We're tied at 51 with 1:38 to go. Hang with us, folks. Fantastic finish in store. Chance to give the Panthers the lead back, and he does. Panthers have been very good from the free throw line tonight. And Royal Valley has retaken the lead, 52-51. We're coming up on 90 seconds to go. Here's Kettler up top to Kessler. Left side it goes to Ethan Morton. So you got two Mortons, a Kessler and a Kettler on the floor right now for the Redhawks. Final 120. And, of course, Cameron Boswell, who's had a big night with 21. Speaking of Boswell, right wing, dumps it into Caden. He's quickly doubled. And he's called for a travel inside. Good double team by Stevens and Murata to force a Redhawks turnover. At 1:14 to go, Panthers get it back, leading by one. And the press nearly forcing another steal, but Murata gets it into the front court. And there's a foul. He'll get it on Kettler, his second. But again, fouls to give here down the stretch for both teams. So Murata will throw it in far sideline with 1:06 to go. Panthers 52, Redhawks 51. They get it into Stevens. High right guarded by Kessler, dribbling towards the corner. Now Murata top of the key. Splits two, kicks left. And diving in, and a shot is up. No, tipped out, and a rebound for Ethan Morton. Chance for the Redhawks to retake the lead. Morton throws one up. No, but he's fouled. He'll shoot two. At 51 seconds to go, again, not sure on the possession. You can see it in Chris Brown's face, shaking his head. They had the lead and the time and the ball, and they threw up a tough shot in traffic, really not needed. And now Ethan a chance here to give Hiawatha the lead back. And he can't on the first. He is now 0-3 at the line. Or correction, make it 0-4. He can tie it here with 51 seconds to go in the game. He can. He missed it. But Caden trying to save it inside, and he saved it to nobody. So Ethan comes up 0-2, and Royal Valley will get it back with a one-point lead at 52-51. So big misses down the stretch. Now we'll see, again, fouls to give for Hiawatha. They got one to give, correction, not plural. They pressure here, but Royal Valley gets it into the front court. Murata again tries it inside, and they'll get the foul call. They're really forcing it, but they're bailed out. I thought it was good defense by Kessler. It's his third, and this will put Tristan Murata at the line to shoot two. Officiating overall has been great tonight across the board. 38 seconds to go. First by Murata is good, and it's a two-point lead for the Panthers. Murata's got 8, his first point of the second half, and it's 53-51. Kessler comes out. Carson Beam checking back in as well. That is to make it to 3. He left it short. It's tipped. It's out of bounds. It should be Hiawatha ball, and it is. So Murata goes 1-2. Royal Valley's lead is 2 at 53-51 with 36 seconds to go. A 2 to tie, a 3 to take the lead. How does Hiawatha handle the final 30 seconds here. Boswell has it, top of the key. Here's Kettler. Closed out by Stevens. Left side with Jacobson, down to 25 seconds. Jacobson drives, he'll stop. And nearly taken away. Morton had it knocked away, and it's a steal for Royal Valley. And there's the foul, a turnover down the stretch. Oh, they're going to say Royal Valley got a timeout before the foul. Well, the officials talking with the sidelines, and they do award Royal Valley the timeout. So Hiawatha turns it over, down two, now with just 18 seconds to go. It is a full timeout, but we'll keep it right here. Our timeouts, of course, brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn of Whiting. When it's time for a break and you're looking for the perfect snack at the concession stand or in your own living room, try Schlegel's, many flavors of homegrown popcorn. It is the perfect timeout snack. Well, now, if you can't get the steal, you got to draw the foul and hope that Royal Valley misses a free throw down the stretch. There's still time, 18 seconds. Royal Valley's lead is two. The press has been an issue for Royal Valley in the second half. Hiawatha's defense has forced 9 second-half turnovers and 16 in the game. And that was a big possession, really the last two possessions for the Redhawks. They missed a couple of free throws that would have given them the lead potentially, and now they had a possession down two, and they turn it over back to Royal Valley. So near midcourt, Murata's going to throw it in with 18 seconds. He's looking to get it in, looking to get it in, bouncing it into Stevens, and there's the quick foul. It is Boswell who picks it up. And that was the final foul to give, it appears. So this is going to put Jackson Stevens at the free throw line. The Panthers have been solid tonight at the stripe. Can they do it at least one more time? The lead is two at 53-51. Stevens got the first. It hit the rim about four times and fell through. Stevens has six. He is four out of five at the line, and the lead is three at 54-51. This next one is huge. It's good. Huge for Royal Valley. He's got seven. It's a four-point game now, 15 seconds. Redhawks need something quickly. Here's Boswell. Curls around the arc. Had it knocked away by Stevens. And it's a steal for Royal Valley with 7 seconds to go. They dump it up the floor. Will they foul? And a timeout quickly called. The Redhawks just gave up after turning it over. They could have fouled and left themselves some time, but they just let Royal Valley get it up the floor, and there's just 2 seconds left, and Royal Valley got a timeout. And it looks like Royal Valley is going to escape. 55-51, that's not what I think head coach Gary Smith wanted to see. And even if the Redhawks foul quickly, I think it's just a matter of trying at that point, because it was knocked away in a steal, and they just kind of gave up on it with still about 10 seconds to go, and Royal Valley just threw it up the floor, and finally, before a foul was called, they gave a timeout to Royal Valley, so essentially all they got to do is throw this one in and let the final 2-plus seconds run off the clock here. They throw it into the backcourt with Stevens, and that will in fact do it. 55-51, the Panthers hold on after the Redhawks storm back in the second half. And the Panthers snap a 7-game losing streak. And they win it here at Hiawatha for a big 7 split tonight. Boys final, Royal Valley 55, Hiawatha 51. Our postgame show is next here on KNZA. It's brought to you by Be Outdoors Real Estate. Buying or selling, use the best in the business for recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate. Panthers, hold on. We'll bust it out, break it down when we come back here on KNZA.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Hey, this is Ryan Limpool.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate Postgame Show on 103.9 KNZA Hiawatha.
This year, we considered hiring an ad agency to help with our marketing.
They pitched impressive visuals and a script that was inspiring.
And exotic animal mascots to help grab your attention.
In the end, we just decided to tell it to you straight. Shelter Insurance has award-winning customer service at affordable rates.
Plus, our local agents are there to help you understand what coverage you need.
Don Fate in Holton, Dan Lears in Hiawatha, your local shelter insurance agents.
What's going on in the real estate market? Can I move right now? Will my property sell? Do these questions sound familiar to you? Simply put, there's always a need somewhere for homeowners to move. Your property will sell, and you'll find the perfect home for you. Take advantage of the current market because it's shockingly an exciting market to be a part of. Contact the Sarah Fox team of Stone & Story Real Estate and set up your consultation today by calling 785-364-0424. The Sarah Fox team, Stone & Story Real Estate Group. It's their passion. It's your lifestyle.
As your hometown bank, Citizens State Bank and Trust looks forward to helping you through the many stages of life, from your first checking account to your retirement account. We've helped generations of families buy their first home, finance their vehicles, and plan for the future. Let us put our experience to work for you and your family. Call today for an appointment. Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Hi, I'm Ryan Limcool, owner broker at Be Outdoors Real Estate. We are a unique brokerage company established out of an incredible passion for the outdoors. We are land sales experts and outdoor enthusiasts. Whether you are looking for prime hunting ground, productive farmland, or a recreational retreat, our expert field agents with years of hunting and land management experience can assist you. We help buyers looking for premium land and sellers wanting to obtain the best value for their property. Give me a call at 1-800-599-LAND. Be Outdoors Real Estate. We know land.
Kansaland Radio.
Our postgame show again. It is brought to you by Be Outdoors Real Estate. Buying or selling is the best in the business for recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate. Big 7 split here tonight at Hiawatha. Red Hawk girls beating Royal Valley in game one. They led wire to wire in a 41-27 win, but the Panthers in the boys contest, boy, they battled and had to hold off a late Red Hawks rally, but a couple of key turnovers and missed free throws down the stretch is going to have Hiawatha scratching their head because they had opportunities to come away with this one late at home, but they do not. And the Panthers snap a 7-game losing streak, and they also split the season series with Hiawatha. Again, full crew, Colin in studio. We got Leah Page here with the Hiawatha Channel. Brandon with you. As we get set to wrap up this broadcast here momentarily, of course, hang around as always. The Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show coming up in just a little bit across our networks. Always a great recap, some great games tonight in the area. All right, before we dive into this one again, Paige, it was back and forth in the first quarter. Royal Valley built a 12-point halftime lead with a pretty dominant second quarter and then had as big of a lead as 14 in the third. But then slowly, late third and into the fourth, Hiawatha, they used the press, forced turnovers, and slowly started chipping away. And at one point led 51-50 in the final few minutes, but could not hold on. They had multiple chances at the free throw line to keep a lead or get a lead back late as we had just a back-and-forth game down the stretch. Obviously, key turnovers, missed free throws, a big reason why the Redhawks weren't able to pull it out.
Unfortunately for Hiawatha, the charity stripe at the end of the game was not so charitable for the Redhawks. We could not get free throws to fall, and in the end, that was definitely where our deficit came up. If we would have made a couple of extra free points there, well, we could have been a different point. We could have been on the winning side of the scoreboard tonight. So for Hiawatha coming up for subset, they're going to really need to settle down and know that those points really do matter, even if they're not, you know, big three-pointers or huge layup opportunities. They're really going to matter in this stretch. And fortunately for Royal Valley, they did a great job at the free throw line tonight. They were very accurate. They were very composed. And they did a great job of drawing fouls as well. It was a great game on both sides of the ball defensively, as it was a pretty clean ball game. I mean, there weren't a ton of fouls called, but when they were, Royal Valley used that to their advantage.
Yeah, free throws, again, that is certainly a big key. But, you know, there's a lot of other things that go on during the game. But yeah, down the stretch, Redhawks had opportunities at the line and could not convert. Panthers were. You got Jackson Stevens and Landon Gilbert in the final 2 minutes, each going 2 for 2 at the line in crunch time. And Again, the total free throw number is certainly a big deal. But, again, that second quarter was a big one as well. 11-4 was the Royal Valley advantage there. Built that 12-point lead, got it to 14 early in the third. But, again, just Hiawatha fought all the way back, took a 51-50 lead. But Royal Valley scoring the final 5 points to win it 55-51. Our stats in the game brought to you by the Optimized Tax Management Group, providing the help you need when you need it. Visit member firms Holton Tax Services in Holton with Mike Tank and Kay Onler and Michelle Callison, or NEK Tax Services in Whiting with Jacob Yinks and Courtney Brockhoff. Again, the Panthers snap a 7.